Welcome back, everybody, to the Sports Zone. I'm going to talk some Colorado Rockies baseball. We've got Jenny Kavnar joining us, Root Sports Rocky Mountain. And finally, it seems like people are starting to take notice. I guess when you're the first team to 30 wins in all of baseball, that will happen. But the Rockies are playing extremely well on this road trip, 6-2 with two games remaining, assuring themselves of a winning record, Jenny. And boy, it's got to be a lot more fun for you guys covering this team this year than it's been in some time for you guys, and maybe ever.
Winning fixes everything, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been a blast to cover this team, and I think the wins are part of it, but I think it's just, you know, they exude so much confidence and their expectation to win every night, and that's not a bash on teams prior to this, but it's a very rare thing that we've seen in the Rockies organization. I mean, sometimes on the road trip, especially in the East Coast, you are kind of getting that feeling that, you know, the team's hoping to win and not expecting it. And so, again, just a very, very different situation. And I think the way they're playing offensively, you add in the way that these young pitchers have been able to kind of go out there each and every night and give this team an opportunity to win, it's been really fun to watch.
I know the players deserve the majority of the credit, and I totally get that. But we saw this team kind of change its attitude, change maybe its front office mindset when Jeff Breidich came along. Then you throw in Bud Black from a managerial standpoint with all his experience. And I don't want to, you know, bash Walt Weiss, but it seemed like he may have been overwhelmed a little bit at times. Bud Black comes in, and it seems like things are a lot calmer, at least in those two areas. Those are some big changes that it seemed like have really changed this team, again, with the majority of the credit going to the players out there.
Yeah, I would say it can't come out of nowhere. And looking back on this team, you know, I will give Walt Weiss a lot of credit last year. I think the mindset definitely started to shift and the foundation was laid for these players to just start having a different mindset taking the field. And we saw that in August. I mean, they were relevant. They were half game out of the wild card, but they still couldn't get the close games won. And that's a big problem when you're 12-20 in one-run games. And this year the Rockies are undefeated in one-run games, and lately they haven't had any because they've been dominating offensively. You're right. I think Jeff Breidich was, you know, I don't want to say he was given a longer leash, but he was definitely given some authority to kind of go outside and look at all the managerial possibilities after Walt Weiss parted ways with the team, and they went and got the best available manager, and that was Bud Black. And I just think what Bud brings is, you know, he just brings this great aura into a clubhouse, and he can read people. He's a great communicator. Those players are never left questioning their role on this team, and that's a daily commitment. It's not, you know, okay, here's my role now, and then a couple weeks later I'm wondering, you know, is that going to change? Bud is so communicative with these guys, and we even saw it last night. I mean, you talk about Trevor Story. Your starting shortstop from last season on was injured and came back off the disabled list, and he didn't start the game last night. Alexi Amarista started the game because Alexi's been hot, and he's had a hot bat right now. And you know, I think Trevor will definitely get in there. I don't think that's going to be a normal situation, but I'm sure that was communicated to all players involved that we're going to ride with Alexi, and Trevor, you know, you're probably going to start this day. And it was very planned out and very thought out. He's the same way with the bullpen, and that's why his bullpen management is ridiculous. You know, we've seen it down the stretch. We've seen his commitment to starters and leaving them in situations and giving them that extra confidence. We've seen him mix up the bullpen and have that ability to mix and match because he has the talent down there to do it. And again, just knowing your role is so important. You know, when you talk to these guys every day, they're such creatures of habit. They go through their routines, and they want to make sure that what they're doing is purposeful. And I know that Bud Black makes sure that each and every one of them knows that role every day.
I don't know if I've seen a transformation of a specific unit, and I'm talking about the bullpen, as I've seen with the Rockies this year. And I know we talk about it a lot, but it just is so amazing to see that transformation happen in the span of just a few months, because they are the best bullpen in the big leagues, and I think the stats will prove it. What are they, 20-something and 0 whenever they've got a lead after the sixth inning now? Something like that?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah. It is, and, you know, that is a big credit to them. And I think it's the acquisitions they went out and got. Yeah, Greg Holland's been ridiculous, but that was a gamble pick. And that had a lot to do with Greg Holland's arm, but just as much to do with his character and what he brings to the bullpen. Same with Mike Dunn. I mean, you get two veteran guys like that and add them to the mix, and it just elevated the game of Adam Ottavino, of, you know, some other young guys down there that were fighting to kind of find their place in that pen. And I was talking to Jake McGee about it the other day, and he said, when you have a guy that can close out games like Greg Holland, the rest of the bullpen can take a sigh of relief and know our responsibility is pretty much from the sixth to the eighth inning, and all we need to do is stay on point to get the ball to Greg Holland. And I thought that spoke volumes about not only who he is as a closer, but who he is as a person. And you're right, I think that transformation has been huge. It's been the biggest difference why, again, going back to the one-run games, why this team's been able to shut out other teams.
You put your managerial hat on for a second. When John Gray is healthy and comes back, what do you do in your Bud Black with that pitching staff who's seems to be on point right now, especially those young guys?
We talk about this all the time. The game works itself out.
And right.
You can sit here and say, okay, John Gray still has a boot on. Well, what if he came back tomorrow? What would you do? Well, he's not coming back tomorrow.
Right.
And, you know, he's definitely weeks away. I think it's not another full month. It's just the fact he still has his boot on and needs to get reevaluated, I think he's still a little bit away. But, yeah, it really does. I mean, whether it's injury or a guy just kind of falling off the map, the game totally works itself out. And having pitching depth and having that problem, they have it right now. Jeff Hoffman came up and was lights out for two spot starts. Is there room for him in the rotation right now? No, there's not. They got to keep him stretched out in case one of these guys gets hurt or, you know, again, falls off and they need someone to come in. So it's a good problem to have because there's been plenty of years where you've been calling guys up from AAA that might not necessarily deserve to be in the position of being a major league starter, but that's what you had.
You touched on it early with the offense really starting to come along. I mean, Charlie Blackmon just does what he does. I mean, these guys just do what they do. But I guess the one that is nice to see coming along is Cargo to start swinging the bat a little bit well. And again, we knew it was going to happen. He's just too good of a hitter not to. But the fact that this offense is coming along, the pitching is what it is. How dangerous of a team can the Rockies be right now? I mean, you know, when it all gets going, I mean, it doesn't seem like there's a weakness out there, even throwing the defense. It just doesn't seem like there's a weakness out there when everything is going with the talent they have.
Here's how dangerous your team is. Charlie Blackmon is your leadoff hitter. He has 40 RBIs, which is the most in Major League Baseball. Mark Reynolds is right behind him with 39. That's your 1 and 2 leaders for RBIs in baseball. That just shows the length of this lineup. And the fact that even your guys hitting 7th and 8th are getting on base so that Charlie can drive them in, I think it's so important that other guys are heating up, as you mentioned, too. Cargo, he's hit safely in 11 of the last 12 games. We're starting to just see that swing come back. You hope when Trevor Story gets back in this lineup, he was starting to click right before he went on the DL. So you just hope it continues on. I mean, it's so much fun to watch this offense. And they've had the big inning. You know, we've seen it a lot on this road trip. Sure, they're playing the Phillies, not the best team. In the big leagues, but you still have to hit, and these guys have been able to string together some big, you know, 4, 5, 6 run innings, and it really puts a punch on the other team and puts a lot of pressure on them. So it's just nice to have, and I think, again, when you're pitching so good, it's a really nice gift to your pitchers to give them a little breathing room.
Take yourself back. You've been on several of these 10-game road trips before where it's been 1 or 2 wins. 6 wins already, and the way they're playing, who knows what it's going to end up like with these next two in Philadelphia. Best road trip that you've seen the Rockies go on in some time?
I think it is, and I think it has a combination to do with a lot of things. Number one, yeah, they started in the Midwest in Minnesota, but then they ended up on the East Coast, and you're right. Historically, those long East Coast road trips come out with 1, 2 wins. I mean, they're brutal on a team, but you add in that you started in interleague play this trip. You started with a lot of weather in Minnesota. These guys didn't take batting practice from last Tuesday until last night.
Right.
So they're just out of their routine. And it's something a lot of teams have to deal with throughout the, you know, the course of the season. But to do it for 6, 7 consecutive days, you know, real credit to this team for still being able to maintain some offense and find hits. So I would say, yes, this is one of the best road trips we've seen in a long time. And I point back to that homestand, a 10-game homestand we were saying it was so important. You know, you had the Dodgers coming in here. The Cubs coming in here, and the Rockies showed up, and they showed up in a big way, and then all of a sudden you look at the next trip, and you go, oh my gosh, wow, that's a 10-day road trip towards the East Coast. We know what this has done before. You know, this is going to be a big, big moment, and now you're starting to look at the schedule and go, oh, it doesn't get any easier. It seems like every stretch they have, homestand, road trip, it's a good challenge for them, but they've risen to the occasion each and every time.
Well, I'm excited. I hope I get to come down there this weekend to see my Cardinals play Coors Field. I, you know, unfortunately won't be, you know, hollering for the Rockies if that's the case. But, you know, you got to stick to your team. You know, got to support the team and all that sort of thing. But it's a big series. Memorial Day weekend coming up with Seattle as well. What kind of things are coming up for you guys on Root Sports pregame shows and for you guys for the coming week?
Yeah, looking forward to it. Tonight, actually, Corey Sullivan and Ryan Spielberg are both in Philadelphia, and obviously they were on the 2007 team that swept the Phillies in the NLDS there. So it's kind of been fun to see those guys reminisce a little bit. This is a random one, but they're going to take us into the press box in Philadelphia and introduce you to the ice cream man, Frank. And let me tell you, talk about a press box spread. They have 5 flavors of ice cream every night. I mean, it's a really big deal. And Frank serves you up, and he's awesome. So it's just kind of a fun little side story. But I'm going to head to Seattle early. I know the Mariners are coming to town early next week, and then the Rockies head to play the Mariners. But we're going to head to Seattle early and make the hour drive to Longview, Washington, and check out kind of where Bud Black grew up and the community college that he went to before going to San Diego State and talk with some of his friends. So it'll be fun just to kind of get a bigger glimpse into Bud Black and his life and get set for the Seattle series.
That's really cool. That's a cool idea that you guys are doing right there. Did you see, I'm guessing you did, the Philly Fanatic giving Drew and Spilly the business there yesterday? That was great.
It was great. I just really want to see, Spilly has told me for years that he knows every move that the Fanatic has. And all of a sudden last night he just missed that move was coming with a big bucket of popcorn all over the I loved it. Philly's really been a mascot magnet lately. They had Rosie Red, come up in Cincinnati, and you know, the Fanatic coming up. So maybe he has a thing going on with the mascot.
I mean, it seems like it right now, right? Jenny Kavner joining us, Root Sports Rocky Mountain. Always appreciate it, Jenny, and we'll talk to you in a couple weeks. Thank you so much.
Sounds good.